here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. Hi to everyone except Kendall, who I think is a trash human being.
And that girl braiding his hair wanted to tell him.
Here's the thing.
Was that Tula?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this. I think the reason why I think they do too. I think the reason why people like him, or just people who are really harmful to others in emotional relationships, like in physical, emotional, whatever relationship, friendships, it's a real indicator of the type of person you are, because it is one of the few opportunities you have to inflict harm on human beings in like an emotional way. And he's taking every opportunity to make her feel like a small piece of shit. And he knows he can continue to manipulate her. Like he said at the end of the episode, like, yep, I 100% think she will forgive me. And he fucking knows she will, because he's brainwashed her. That's a special kind of sick person. I think he is a terrible human being.
Yeah, yeah. He said I know I will be able to manipulate her back. And it seems like he might.
You saw Corey in the car. Love Corey. Did you notice this? He was like, so are you leading on Alexis? Or are you leading on Erica? And like Julian looked over at him and was like,
Julian's pretty smoking hot too.
Julian's growing.
Both of them in the front seat. I was like, damn, they're both smoking.
But they
hot.
Think he's trash too, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they do.
Anybody who has like a spidey sense of people can tell
and
he's a terrible person.
The host, whatever the.
Yes.
What's his name?
Mark. When he walked up to like show him his bonfire video, he's like, all right, you ready, Kendall? Like he knows it's a joke to him, you know, like he's a terrible person.
He knows. Yeah. And Erica knows that she's going to be with him. She's already knows his out. She already knows exactly what he's going to say.
All right.
That they didn't have any rules.
Do you have the name of who sent us that picture?
Yeah. Yeah. But what's his face that we talked to? Rick. He kind of sounded like he knew what happens in a weird way. Didn't he?
Well, he might.
I kind of sensed it. And he set it up. He kind of man said the same thing. Well, they had rules and there was no rules. And not that Rick is anything like Kendall, but it's just funny from a man brain to hear that.
Well, when he said
very interesting.
This is what I think was very illuminating. When he saw her crying in the bucket hat, he was like, well, you know, it's kind of like she has hidden rules, or she had hidden rules coming into this. It's like, you're a terrible person. If the person that you're in a relationship with, you see them crying over you fucking two women.
And she seems oddly calm. I don't know. There's something off with her, too. I mean, she's obviously sick, sadly, kind of sick with the, you know, emotionally he's made her.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what's happened to her in her life, but I feel bad. She's going to be back with him. I would put my house on it.
I have
just
that
like that
same
other girl
feeling.
And then can you imagine dealing with social media after that?
I mean, because also Kendall goes from he's into Alexis, which, by the way, Justine had a phenomenal tweet that I have to shoot out. If you guys are not following us at Escape 2 Pod, please do on Twitter. She put up a tweet. Why does Alexis spell her name like a pharmaceutical drug? And now I can't unsee it. And it's so accurate. So props
and people do say Alexis, which is sick, too.
But
yeah, you feel like take Alexis. It'll yes. Side effects are you're a rotten, dirty whore. You like a man who's going to cheat on you, too.
When they had the scene where like the three of them are like laying in the cabana and she's like, you know, essentially like, you know, I'm happy that you guys let me hang out or whatever. And then Kendall essentially is like, I don't really know if I'm feeling Alexis or am I feeling her. It's like he's already setting up. He's going to move on to the next one. He's a savage.
Nicole. And she spells her name all fucked up, too.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. OK, so AMC _ girl sent us. Now I'm following Erica, but it shows a tattoo of Erica with a crown and a K on her underarm.
So she's holding up her arm and she has like a K and a crown. And somebody said new tattoo.
A fucking crown.
How do they know it's new?
I don't know. But that post is new and she's boasting K. You think you'd hide it after being on the show. When did she put that up? I'll look her up real quick.
The end of the episode to me said a lot about what's going to come, because I think he was essentially setting up that, like,
5 days ago,
he knows that she would forgive him, you know? And so I think he knows what he's doing. And he's playing this game, and he's going to play her. And I hope you're wrong, but I feel like you might be right. But I hope she wakes up. She's saying the right things, but there's something
that doesn't
seem
right. In her Instagram, she's saying things like, oh, self-confidence is a superpower. Once you start believing yourself, magic starts happening. And that's the post that she put with the tattoo. So maybe she's just trying to throw us off. But the way that he's manipulating her, and I feel like, God, you just have to move out of that house. And I don't know. I could have. I'm so happy that when I got dumped, you didn't want me back, because I could have been manipulated right back, just like Erica. I think I feel for those women. And just like that girl, Casey, that we're going to have on, who was on season one. He moved on and dumped her, but I think she would have stayed with him. You know, it's sick. Yeah. I'm part, you know, I mean, I don't think I would. I moved out and I moved on with my life, but I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's such a sick type of emotional manipulation to do to another human being.
It's abuse.
It just says so much about the type of human you are. And like, just,
and I have like sweet, loving parents, and that you take shit from men. It's crazy.
Right. I absolutely, I've said this every week, but A, I love this show, but B, I love Mark. I think the host is, I think he's great. I really do. I know you're not a fan, but
he's okay. I don't know what to believe. The way he swoops in and sits on down and he's like, well, all right, I mean, moving on.
Obviously, I think producers are telling him like some backstory and like framing questions, but I like the way he talks to them.
He's okay.
I like, even with Chelsea, like he shows her the footage of like Tom and that chick, and she's like, he essentially calls her out. It's like, wow, it's amazing. You made that about yourself. You know, like, I like stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's
good. Hold on. What did they say? What did he, how'd she make it about herself?
Like when she saw the footage of Tom and Sophia, where he's like rubbing her ass with the whatever. She's like, I mean, this is why I can't be with him, because he's flirty and blah, 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 blah. And this is what I've been saying. You know, like, she totally tried to turn it while he's like, but you, like, he saw the footage of you doing like the same thing. I mean, she pretty much backed into it. Dick, and he was like, can you feel it? She's like, I can't. Like, come on.
And she, right away, she says, I don't feel anything. And then she goes on to say she'll never forgive him for it. Well, you obviously feel something then, right?
She said she could feel it. She said she could feel it.
Oh, she goes, I don't feel anything right away, right after. Yeah,
I think that she,
you do feel something. I think her and Tom are two peas in a pod. She flirts probably just like him.
He seemed really fucked up at the end, though. Like, when he saw that footage of her, he was like, I'm defeated. I feel like
And it kind of shows what a piece of shit he is, though, too.
Well, I also felt like,
what were you going to say?
No, just very illuminating, because Kendall, when they got in the car, they're like, Julian's like, bro, I'm here for you emotionally. Like, whatever you need. Like, we're here that you can lean on us.
Yeah.
And Kendall goes, like, you have someone to lean into the house with, too. And it's like, that says everything. That's where your head's out. Who can I bang?
He's like, use that girl. Yeah. Well, why did he say that they're going to, she's moving to LA and he wants her to be in his life forever? Well, if you're with Chelsea, there's no way you're going to have Sophia in your life.
Right. Forever.
What did they mean by that? Seemed like he was dumping.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like he is just like a man who is like a little baby who wants both. He wants to go be with Sophia, but wants Chelsea to keep her P's and Q's.
Right. Yeah.
And then cries like a little bitch.
I don't like him, and I don't like Kendall. Those two, I could care less. I do think Julian, we were completely wrong about. I think Julian is I'm actually really rooting for Julian and Kristen to stay together and make it through.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I think that they can move on. I think Kristen, to be truly happy, needs to move on from him. I don't think she'll ever. I think they can move on, be cordial, but I think she could move on and meet a whole fresh person. You don't always have to be with some guy. True. Shit can happen. Move the fuck on with your life. She's even saying it out loud. He could be perfect, and I still feel the same way. She knows.
Yeah,
but maybe like they could be happy.
I guess I'm more of a sucker. He's like, the way he's crying over her brother and just
yeah,
like,
I know.
It's like, it's
but
sweet.
That's a trauma. It's a sweet, but trauma doesn't always have to, it's like, it is a way to just suck them back together too. In my opinion, it's not the easiest way. I think the easiest way for her in life, for her to be in life, is to just go back with him. But for her to be truly 100% mm-hmm. happy,
yeah,
or even just leave for maybe a year or two. See,
well, at this point, it's 11 back, years. You know, it's like you gotta call
but
it.
Sometimes when you're 11 years, if you have all this doubt and you're on fucking Temptation Island,
right.
Move
what
on
are
with
the
your
cards
life.
Telling you? Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I just like Julian as a person. I think I was
I
wrong.
Do too.
He seems like a good guy, so I would like to see him get some happiness, even if it's not with Kristen. I don't like. Yeah. But he does.
No,
seem
I think
very
he's a decent person. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe he's learned his lesson. But some women, she's going to be 60 thinking about the shit that went down. I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's weird. Yeah,
a fresh start sometimes is best.
Yeah. And they had all this like this trauma, never talked about any of it. That's weird, too.
And Mark said drama. It's like it's trauma. I don't know if I caught the wrong word.
Oh, I think you said
someone
trauma.
Dying. Okay. When he said drama, I was like, that's not fucking drama, but that was just craziness. But maybe they could be together and be okay. Who knows? I like him though. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. Because he doesn't seem like he's doing some skeevy shit. Like we said with Rick when he jumped off that jacuzzi back. We loved it. Yeah.
But when you're so young and then you see your brother dies and you find him and that's so much. And then maybe Julian, it just makes Julian an even more comfort blanket.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
I like Kristen, but she's got a lot to work through. I like her conversation with Juwan. I thought his name is right. When they're talking about working out and stuff and hearing her giggle with him, she could move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. She could.
She's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. The puka shells on that guy, though. Poor guy. Give him a different necklace, as we say.
Freaking puka shells are killer. Really ridiculous.
I'm not a fan of people meeting so young. I'm really not.
No, I'm not either. I think there's just so much growth that happens. And there, I know some people who've done it and they've managed to stay together. I think it's probably a lot of fucking work because people are shifting and changing. And like,
and I think you miss out on a life. You might not, and you do it together, but there's just something real nice about being single. I don't know. It's crazy.
You're
I just see them
a
as
bird.
Like queen and king. And it's like, oh, I didn't know what I had. And now I do. Oh, well, good for you. Let's hop on, Julian. You okay? As long as you're okay. Well, she's not okay.
11 years. It's just far too long to me.
She didn't even have her period when she met him. I don't know. I'm just joking. But I like them. I like them together. I could care less if they say it. I wouldn't be shocked if they, but she'll wake up or she goes back with him and wakes up after a couple kids. And I just think he'll always slide back to being a dog.
Yeah.
He might not be a dog, but
I don't think that. But I think I the point I would agree with you on is I think maybe sometimes like shit gets too dark and it's just like you kind of got to move on for your own sanity. And it seems like they haven't. It's more that to me. I don't get a skeevy vibe from him. Like I don't see him
not
cheating
skeevy,
again.
Not skeevy, but
and you also have to think like he was probably what 21 when this shit happened. He's 24 now. They're still so young.
Yeah, I could see him on a business trip though when he's 45 and Kristen's at home with the kids and she didn't suck my dick before I left. So now I'm gonna go get it sucked by Susie the assistant. I don't know.
I like
he seems like a decent person.
Seems like a decent person.
And I don't blame him. You know, things get hard.
Speaking of kids, the conversation between Alexis and Kendall. This is how you know you're 24 when she's like, "I want like 10 kids." It's like,
yeah, really.
No one
never
says they want 10 kids. 10 kids? What the fuck? Who are you, Tom?
I never wanted a kid.
Rivers.
Till it came out of my vagina. I was like, okay, it's here. I'll go to jail if I kill it. Guess I better love it. I never wanted kids.
And then he's like 4 to 5. It's like 4 to 5. What are you guys talking about? And what
you
life?
Hate yourself, Kendall. Stop.
But I loved immediately.
I hate
like,
them
but,
together.
You know, the second she brought up kids, then he's like, well, you know, we got to see kind of what happens and that we're on the same page. It's like immediately he's like back.
He's ready to dump her ass. He knows he's going to screw those girls and get back with Erica. He knows it.
I think you're right. That's why that's more of the reason why I dislike him.
And the way that
it's
she
like
said
all calculated.
Oh, and how he says she can't handle the emotional balance. Like
It's like, God, you're such a douchebag.
I wish Tula was using like a, she'd be like, I need a flat iron right now. Oops, I burnt you.
I did like when she said the point of no rules was for him to show his true character, and he did. I thought that, see, like, there's moments like when she says stuff like that where I'm like, okay, maybe she's going to smarten up. And then when she said, like, I have to be prepared for this conversation because he can flip it on me and like drag me in. So, like, I think in some ways, like, she's trying to figure it out, but I don't know.
And she's almost so calm that she wishes people just didn't see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. My gut, I thought for a second, but now when she goes, I already know his excuses that we said we didn't have any rules, and she will rationalize that. And then they got to go home and separate their house, and Kendall's right. A bitch. He's going to suck her ass back in.
Yeah, you're probably right. God. Oh, switching to Corey and Erica. This came to me while I was watching Erica. What's her name? Erin.
I hate her.
They both picked in the house like versions of each other, because the chick he's talking to, Amanda,
looks identical.
Yes. It's so weird.
It is
so weird. Like, they literally found each other and are just like,
it's bizarre.
Oh, it's creepy.
I mean, I guess there's a type, but I really don't. I mean, I don't have a, I don't know. I don't think I really have
that's
that
like, that's
crazy
like
of a type.
Type.
It's a there sick.
Was, there's a chick who was on, someone who knows MTV stuff will know who I'm talking about. I think her name's Joanna, and she was on The Real World, and she was on The Challenge, and I think she was on the Love Show where they like are on an island. Anyways, her, the ex show where they come with their exes. Anyways, she, her ex and the guy she was dating looked like fucking twins. I will never forget it. I've never seen anything like that. Like, both light skinned guys with dreads, like a weird specific type. And it was the same person. It's so weird to me when people do that, like pick the
it's
twins
very
of
odd.
Each other.
Yeah. And on this show, you're so right. And he, I pray to God, he leaves without her and dumps her national television.
Me too. Me too. I thought it was so sweet when he was at the bonfire. And he's like, so what are you learning, Corey? He's like, you know, and like, I'm a pretty good looking dude, you know, like he really, I think she's kind of like,
I love him.
Battered him down into this like little person.
I know. And he's still standing up for her, saying it's not all her fault, but she's a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what the vibes I get. And I'm sorry. I feel bad for her. She's been in bad relationships before, but I don't care about her. I don't like
no,
her.
I think Corey has suffered silently in this relationship.
Tyler.
Yeah, he's like a Tyler.
I don't like her.
No, and I think he's just, again, he called out Kendall in the car. I think he's a sweet guy. You haven't seen him do one bad, mean thing
no.
to anybody.
She
got dragged
off
onto this
so
ridiculous show.
Cold. Like, she should be cast in Wicked.
Very
she
cold.
Really is. She's ugly to me.
Yeah, no, she's not. She just doesn't seem like a good person. And
ugly
because
on
watching,
the inside, she's ugly.
Yeah, even when I'm watching like the bonfires and stuff, like she doesn't even emotionally support the other women. She's just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. It's weird.
Like, where's my soccer ball? I hate her. I really do. I really do. Yeah, I put down Mark wants to punch Kendall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, he should.
Yeah. Oh, meant to tell you this at the top before we got into it. I watched the Netflix thing on the college admission scandal with
Aunt they already Becky got a special out on that.
It's like a documentary on it.
Aunt Becky, I love how you call it Aunt Becky.
It's just wild what people were doing.
Oh, it's
there.
Scum. It's ridiculous. Insane. And people are going to jail because they put a different address on a where their kids can go to school so they can just go to a better freaking school
yeah,
and go to jail
right,
for longer.
Right. Right. It's ridiculous. And
Aunt Becky should still be locked up and lock up the stupid bitch on YouTube too, her daughter. Kids
who?
Are involved. The kids know. Everyone's like, oh, the kids have
oh,
no idea.
Right.
They are included. You, mom, my grades can't get me in here. How much did you pay? You're not stupid. Come
and
on.
And just the way that they prioritized getting them a college education when these kids blatantly said they didn't want to go to college and like made fun of people who like cared about it is like so just fucking
sick.
Irritating to me because they're
taking
kids
it from somebody who worked
from low-income backgrounds who have no support, no tutors, nothing, have spent their entire fucking lives busting their ass to get
disgusting.
Into college. And then Aunt Becky's kid who gets fucking bribed essentially, she gets in and she already has more money than that
they
person
don't need
will ever
college.
Have.
She
right.
has she had
they do
was
not
making buckets off YouTube unless I just wanted an education. Get a tutor.
Oh, on the
go visit a friend in the stupid dorm.
There was a scene where like one of her fans was like recording herself like talking about it. And she was like, listen, like I'm deeply offended. She's like, and this is all I'm going to do. And then you show her, turn the camera around. She's like, clicks unsubscribe, like all dramatically. I'm like, what is this fucking world?
It
like,
does hurt her.
Oh, yeah.
They all unsubscribe. That like, would be the best if nobody watched her, but people do still.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it was sick.
And that
it was
only
good,
amps up their thing. He owns one of the biggest lines at Target. I mean, you could buy a freak. You could make a stupid college and get it accredited in your backyard.
Right.
I hate them. And then they're in and out of jail.
Yep.
And COVID hits. They're in and
somebody,
out.
Somebody had a good point in the documentary. It was like, if anything, it should have been a larger financial fine that gone to support like underprivileged students and underserved communities. And it's like, exactly, like
100%
giving them 30 days in jail and it's overcrowded.
It doesn't
so it's 14. That doesn't do shit. What kind of consequence is that? Nothing.
A pampered ass jail.
Ridiculous.
I want somebody to be pulling Becky's hair.
Yeah.
Now looking back, she was the worst Aunt Becky. I'm glad you had to live in the attic. God.
She does look great, though. She looks the same.
Oh, she's aged fantastic, but she's probably getting facials left and right, right? But she does have that good. She looks like maybe she's Greek or something. They seem to look the best. God, they get that olive skin. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. She's gorgeous. And then you got freaking Lynette Scalvo, who was the worst Desperate Housewives. She's in and out.
Yeah,
it's sick. And there's millions, not millions, but a lot more people who do it.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the Trumpers, just like freaking they got a job in the White House for 4 years.
That's how Kushner got into Harvard, is that his family made like $1 million donation or some shit.
And I judge the girl that's married to the Kushner, that model.
Yes.
Oh, I don't. I'm such a you're married in it, sweetie. Yep. You are one of them.
You're in it.
You're drinking their sperm that came from another person's sperm that is a scumbag. It's scumbag behavior. Aunt Becky should be homeless.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right.
You're
back
right.
To
it should
Island.
Be. They should give money across the board.
Oh, absolutely.
Millions.
Who else do we have to talk about? Do we talk about everybody?
Kick him out of Target. Goodbye, Massimo.
It's like a big brand in Target, right?
Oh, yeah. Cute stuff, too. Wash as well. I just can't wait for Alexis to get hurt and to clear up her STDs. I wonder if they get an STD test before they go on.
You know what I was thinking? Not STD related, but just about the like watching them force the booze. Like you just like after talking to Rick and him talking about like how much they're just you
the
notice they're just
ball.
The morning and then the next morning they're like, all right, so what do you think today? We start with some daiquiris in the pool. It's like Jesus.
Oh, what a life. I'm down.
I know, right? Take me away.
Julian's girl that you know, whatever girl he's talking to, she looked just like Ziggy Flicker. Check her out next time.
She does look like Ziggy Flicker. That's good.
That psychopath. I don't think I follow her, but maybe we still do. Let me unfollow that broad. I saw her live and I clicked on it just because she's nuts. And she's like, everything that Donald Trump says has become true. She's lost it.
All right. Unfollow.
Are we following her?
No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
I can't
be. That's your area.
She's psychotic. No, we're not. No, okay. We are. Oh, my God, we are. I'm so sorry, everyone. Unfollow. Oh, my God, what a mistake I've been making. I'm so sorry, everyone. All right.
You know, you can follow us on Instagram, Escape Trailer Podcast. All
see right. Anything else?
I think that was it. We talked to all the lovely people. I love this show. I really do. I find it very entertaining.
It's great. I can't wait to see who's.
Me either.
That happens at the end.
It is
like Corey and Chelsea
concept.
And not Corey. What do you think with Tom and Chelsea? What happens with them?
They're broken up, I think. I think her reason for coming on here is actually pretty weak when you think about it. Like he's just flirtatious. And so it's
I think she's mental.
I think that is, it's it doesn't seem like a big enough. I mean, these people are talking 11 years of drama and death, and they're on the show. Somebody,
and maybe it was not even that big a deal, or
right. And I think
nuts.
He's maybe. And I think the one thing that resonated with me is when he said, like, Sophia just like allows me to do whatever, and she doesn't like. I think he wants that kind of chick. Like, he wants like a fun, like, I'm gonna smack your ass, and we're gonna be joking, and I may touch your friend. Yeah. Like, we're all having fun. Like, I think he wants that kind
but
of.
But
he
vibe. Doesn't. But I don't think he, yeah, I think it's his personality, which seems like hers too. And right. If she could just get her shit together.
Yes.
I think they could have had something. They seem very similar. They seem like a match, but she seems very, she's just too insecure for it. And maybe he is a man and he's got this hot little piece, Sophia, in front of him. I can't blame him. But when he said there's rules, I'm not going to cross them. I hope she doesn't either. I did believe him.
She seems also like wasted to me, like in all of the drinking scenes, like that scene where they're staring at each other, her and the dentist are like looking at each other in the confessional. It was like, open your eyes.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. They're very, struggle. The women this season are, they're not that fun to root for. I don't know. Kristen's kind of, she's so sad that, I mean, I root for her, but I root for her to get help just and like move on healthy. With her brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the bigger problem than her love life right now. I mean, I think the love life should take a back burner.
Yeah, I'm still rooting for Erica. I've not given up on her. I am hopeful.
Erica, I root for, but I feel like it's a lost cause, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And then
my rank would go Erica, the one you just said, Kristen.
I can't remember their names, you know.
Chelsea, Aaron. That would be like
my
rank of caring. And it's kind of a you know, middle of the road.
God, Erin seems like she'd be working at Verizon and she'd just be real cutthroat. She's meant to work at Verizon. People that have no emotional regard for you should work at Verizon because they treat you like shit. That's the most bad relationship I'm in. They for the longest time, and yet I'm still there.
It's like me and AT&T. For some reason, like, well, you know, I'm somehow at 35 still on my parents' family plan, which is one of my greatest achievements.
That's hilarious.
But somehow
get Sterling in there too.
But somehow it's flipped to like everything with the bill or any issues, like my problem. So my mom will just text me like, I need this on the phone. I'm like, God damn it. And I'm calling
if they,
for like
they're
hours.
Paying it and that's your payment.
Oh, no, I have to
that's
pay
great.
Them. But usually
you have to pay them? Oh, yeah. My God, you're funny.
They'll remind me like in 6 months and then I'll pay them in like three more
that's
months.
That's funny.
So I pay them about once a year. Works out.
God. You know, it's a racket, the cell phone world. It's way too much money. Like internet costs too much money.
Yeah, I know.
For
it's all
how
ridiculous.
Much it could cost.
Yeah.
Right. It's a utility at this point.
It is.
I understand that with the phones cost whatever, but they're all pieces of shit. And then internet is I'm paying $40 for my phone and now I'm paying $80 and the whole neighborhood. We all got a band together. Internet should cost $10 a month.
And there should be like Netflix sharing passwords. There should be a way to just share internet with people in your same area. You know what I mean? Like one network should just cover an entire community. You know,
it's too much.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. All right.
It's
guys.
A fun show though. I hope I didn't insult too many people today, but
I think we were mild today. All right, friends. Don't forget you can join our Facebook group, Escape Reality Fight Club on Facebook. It's fun. You can join our Patreon. We're dropping Floribama Shore there. We did Elise Favorite Housewives this month. We're still going to be talking the Kardashians to come. That's patreon.com.
Oh, tonight is 90 Day Fiance. Is it the finale?
Podcast. Maybe the finale tonight in 90 Day.
Who knows?
So all the things happening, guys. Check it out. And we will see you on the flip side.
Check it out.
We'll be back.